Chapter 3. Jocelyn Wallace felt like crap as she eyed the dark sky through her window. It wasn't snowing yet, but a storm had been predicted, and there were patches of ice and snow on the roads and parking lot of her apartment complex. The temperature was below freezing, and it was only expected to drop. If she didn't take her run now, she decided, peering through the blinds, she might not get a chance in the next couple of days. And Thanksgiving was next week. She was certain to pig out at her aunt's house, so she should exercise in anticipation of the feast. Besides, it wasn't going to stay light for long. Already the street lamps outside the apartment building that she called home were starting to glow. As a school teacher, she didn't have a lot of daylight in the dead of winter, so she was confined to the treadmill during the week and jogging outside on the weekend when the weather allowed. Maybe she should forget it. She just felt so crummy the past few days. Not quite the flu, but her energy was low, and she found herself kind of zonking out. Finishing a cup of leftover coffee from her morning batch, she threw the last swallow down the sink, checked her watch, frowned, then gave herself a quick mental kick and nearly knocked over the cat's water dish in the process. That cat, her pet, was a stray that had shown up 4 weeks ago and had been MIA for the past 2 days. Jocelyn had looked for her, worried, and had called the local shelters, to no avail. When she got back from her run, she'd find Kitty come hell or high water. Maybe she'd even come up with a name for her. Pushing thoughts of her missing cat aside, Jocelyn quickly walked to the second bedroom, which basically collected the overflow from the rest of the living area. Books and discarded clothes were piled on her ironing board. An old television set was propped on the dresser she'd had since she was 10. Bags of clothes that no longer fit were piled in one corner, ready to be donated to the church thrift store. And even a few Christmas presents that she'd bought at a school bazaar had been labeled and tossed onto the twin bed she'd used for guests. And who are those guests? The truth was, ever since she'd moved back to Grizzly Falls 2 years earlier, after her second divorce, no one had stayed with her. Pathetic, she told herself. In one corner was her office, where her computer and printer were tucked on an old desk, and where she kept her personal files.